doing it. Okay, you guys, it's day two at Camp Can. I can't even speak. We're spending 3 hours of sleep. I feel like this is what I thought I was going to feel like.
I'm so sorry, Mariah. I feel terrible.
Okay, you want to tell everyone
it was Khalid's fault.
Why I sound like this, Nate?
What's that?
You want to tell everyone why I sound like this? Probably why.
We did wake Mariah up at 2:30 a.m. because we got – so we should explain – should we explain the clicker situation? There's a group. There's a gate, which is not. It's really nice that we have a gate. It's secure. All our stuff feels safe. But there is only one way of opening the gate, and it is a remote clicker. And there is only one clicker.
And if you're not together,
you are not together.
Oh, it's a
all six.
Anyway, so Sean and I went out, and we woke up Mariah at 2:30 a.m. because Sean was concerned about me scaling the gate that has pointy stuff on the fence.
Yes. Which you attempted, and I do have photographic evidence of, which may or may not make this podcast. We'll see.
I mean, fair enough.
We have some B-roll. Okay, so some of us are running on espresso. I think half of us are caffeinated, the other half not so much. But lots of optimism. Loving that. I'm Mariah Haberman, VP of External Comms at Barclay OKRP. This is Camp Can Roll Call. If you missed episode one, you did miss a lot. Luggage drama, a chicken snatching seagull, and some strong Midwestern takes on the industry. Don't worry, because you can catch up at barclayokrp.com/can2025. Okay, it's time for roll call. We made it through day one, barely. Katie Hornaday, how you feeling?
So I'm feeling good. Yesterday was a doozy. It was long, and it was full of meetings that actually didn't allow for much time down at the Palais. So I'm pumped for today. Headed to the 4A CEO breakfast in a few minutes here, and then gonna go see the work, hear some talks. So I'm excited for the day.
Yeah.
Nate?
You're up.
The question was, how am I feeling? Yes. I feel good. I'm excited because, Katie, like you said, yesterday was jam-packed, and I didn't feel like I had any time to go CCAN. So I'm feeling excited because we get to go today. We get to go dive in. I get to meet up with some people that I've been texting with. And it feels like we're kind of finally settled in the flow now, after kind of a whirlwind of a first day, and you're jet lagged, and you're taking meetings, and you're hosting events, and it's a whole thing. I'm excited. I'm ready to get into Can today.
There's that optimism. I love it.
Optimism.
Sean, you're up.
I'm going to kill that with some minute cynicism.
Sean, bring it down, Alex, man.
Come on. We had a great day yesterday. So I feel like as a team, as a group, met with some people that, you know, from a journalist to, you know, the luncheon with clients, other clients, marketers, I guess. And I had a few other meetings. So one with a data partner, we had dinner with Walmart. So, you know, we just had a nice day of interacting with I at least had a real kind of broad range of humans that I interacted with yesterday, and got a good sense of all different perspectives. So that was good.
Yeah. Feeling good. Okay. Daily ritual time. What was the most honest, most audacious, maybe just a little off thing you saw or heard yesterday? Katie, I want to start off with you again.
Well, I'm not going to steal everyone's answers. I will just set the stage for what happened yesterday. So yesterday, like we said, we didn't really get down to the Palais and to like the heart of Cannes yesterday, partially because we were hosting a luncheon here, which was really amazing. We hosted about a dozen marketers at our space at Camp Cannes. And we hosted it with both Luz from Campaign as well as Charles Day, who hosts the Fearless Leadership podcast. And it was amazing. It was this like very intimate setting. It was a beautiful lunch. And we were able to like really talk as a group about the ideals of fearless leadership. And I will just say the overarching thematic of that was honesty. It was a really refreshingly sort of deep and open conversation in somewhat of a space where a lot of times you get a lot of surface level chit chat. And so maybe Nate, I'll toss it to you for the most honest or audacious thing that you heard out of our luncheon that we hosted.
Katie, I appreciate you not taking.
I got you.
Very kind of you. I'm going to go like kind of out of order here. I will first say Charles Day fucking rocked.
Amazing.
That was so delightful. Like even just hosting aside, the brands and marketers we invited aside, just getting to sit there and listening to him talk about fearless leadership and his take, his journey through the industry and what it takes from leadership was a delight. That was a real treat, and that on it was such a great way to kick off our time here. Katie, like you said, having the guard come down immediately for a lot of relatively high level marketers and talk about like what they're good at, what they're afraid of, like the fact that like everybody's going around, they're like, I have imposter syndrome and I'm scared shitless while I'm leading, was really nice. And the conversation was, like you said, it was very, very authentic. And in that, I do think that there was like a level of boldness, and there was a level of people being able just to talk about the things that are working for them from leadership, things that are not working for leadership. I believe there's going to be an article publishing campaign.
Yes.
About that conversation. I would encourage everybody to go take a look at that. Little off. The conversation was pretty straightforward. We did manage to make it a little off. We did serve two entrees during this lunch. There was a fish that came, and we were like, oh, great. Like, we're just going to do the fish.
That was aggressive fish, too. That wasn't just any kind of fish.
It was a big fish. They served a big fish to a lot of people on a very hot day and an outdoor lunch. And then they followed that up like a full leg of lamb. It was like a Viking style. You can grab the bone and it was like right out of the How to Train Your Dragon.
57 minutes later, too.
We really dragged that one out.
They're on their own.
Yeah, people relate to things. Anyway, that took too long. So that was my honest audacious a little off for the day.
You want to shout out any of the people that were at the luncheon, like any of the brands that.
I'll give one. Yeah. Cynthia from Tubi. I was going to use this as my audacious. I loved hearing everybody, you know, knows the incredible work that Tubi did 2 years ago on Super Bowl, where they did the like Super Bowl interruption. And she told the story about how their CMO came in and just had this really brave approach to the way that she wanted to look at the brand. She was like, our brief is as simple as what the fuck is Tubi? And we just need people to understand that. And so they partnered with Mischief and they came up with this incredible idea for this TV spot. And it was just all about how the CMO really went in swinging and went to the board and just sort of didn't do things the way that they had presented things to the board in the past and didn't worry about if anybody was, you know, gonna openly embrace the idea right out of the gate. She was sort of willing to go to bat for it. And obviously it's done incredible things for their brand. And so it was just cool to see a little bit about how that piece of work came to be. And it came out of just an opening question where we went around and asked everyone, just tell us how you define fearless leadership. And so many of the people at the table spoke about the CMOs that they work for right now as the example of fearless leadership that they think of. And worth noting, many of them were women CMOs. And so it was a very cool discussion.
Love that. Sean, I'm like, we're bouncing around.
I suppose.
You're organic.
I don't think I've spoken in a few minutes, but I had some rosé last night. So who knows? Yeah, I mean, I think for me, I know this exactly fits the definition, but we had a meeting with the journalist in the morning where I already forgot if he said we could say it or not. But Jeff Beer from Fastco, and he was great. Had a great chat, a little breakfast chat with him, just talking about all the things going on in the industry. And, you know, he had some really refreshing things to talk about. I think one of the things that was a little almost concerning, we had a conversation about, is your technology marketing to the algorithms correctly kind of thing, which is, you know, a little bit of a scary kind of thought around the industry. Is that really where we're at? We're thinking about marketing to the machines already. And I know that kind of happens, you know, especially on my side of the world. It's, you know, we do optimizations through data platforms, blah, blah, blah. So you go down that road. But that was a little like, I don't want to call it jarring, but it was like, yeah, that's a reminder that, you know, we're in a very strange time around the tech thing. But then to the point of the luncheon, to flip it on the other side, it got very human, I think. And that was really nice as we talk about especially me, I'm in the middle of all these tech and data conversations, and met with another data player yesterday. It was kind of fun, a company called Proxima that's a guy from, you know, Wall Street, who basically hacked how to use, you know, retail shopping data, got a bunch of brands to kind of pool their data together and be able to target people that kind of look alike in the way they do social shopping across web. So that was kind of an interesting thing too. But then getting the luncheon, I think it was just to the point of just a lot of really people really excited about talking about leadership, whether their own experiences, you know, needing to be empathetic and learning and, you know, being kind of vulnerable and talking about, like, this, you know, to the point you made earlier, like, you know, imposter syndrome. No one was going to admit that they don't have that, you know, because it's, and that was really great. It was just kind of the spirit of that. And I think just seeing how excited people were when they talked about leaders in their lives, like, I thought that was just really nice to see. Like, you know, they almost lit up. They're like, this is someone that, you know, I learned from. And so I just thought that was a really nice thing, because it's very human, and I think you kind of need that right now.
Can I build on that? One thing that struck me is a few people at the table noted the fearless leaders in their lives as, and like literally, I quote, changing their life. And it was really interesting to think about the power of, if you can lead well and if you can lead bravely and get a place to a new, like, sort of space, how much you can actually do for all of the people that are a part of it. Maybe that should be obvious to leaders. Maybe that should have been obvious to me, but it was just cool to hear people literally say, like, she literally changed my life, mm-hmm. by the way that she led us to a new space for this brand or new opportunities. And so I loved that. Well,
and the other thing that's cool about that is it, one, there was so much consensus around that's a motivation to want to be in these leadership positions in the first place. I mean, mm-hmm. several people kind of offered that up unsolicited on their own. And the other was, they weren't talk tracks. Like, it was, yeah. It was a very, you know, instinctual reaction to, you know, kind of honest questions being asked. So no, I mean, that was, it was really human to be able to hear that from the leaders, and yeah, I thought that was fantastic. It was definitely a highlight of the meeting.
Yeah, it was really great. And I think one of the most important parts of that luncheon is those tote bags we referenced yesterday in episode one, with all those patches we were attempting to iron on. People seemed impressed. They all walked out with their tote bags. That's what I was watching
people
for.
People fucking loved it. They were pointing at them and looking at each other and nodding.
They were fighting over the tote bags. Let's be honest, sir.
We're reporting back on tote bags. I'd also like to report back on luggage bags. Still missing.
We are over. Nobody has gotten their luggage, right?
No.
It's just nuts. Yeah.
No, that's a tough scene. That's very agentic. Am I using that word
correctly? Super agent.
Definitely not using that word right.
Oh, wait, I will.
You need to go back and tap your LLM again, buddy.
The jargon is going strong. I love it.
I will report our one a little off element. Last night, we went to a very low-key dinner, some of us, not Sean and Nate, who were out until 2:30 in the morning. And as we were walking back, there was a human-sized bunny in a glitter suit, hard to describe, but 1,000% a little off. And I was like, well,
feel like
is.
You just nailed the description.
Don't worry, I've got video, so we'll be sharing.
Really something.
It was a little off. At that dinner, we got to meet some of the crew from 72 and Sunny, which was fun. I know we, obviously our goal is to meet with marketers as an agency, but I always find it kind of fun to come to conferences like this and get to meet in person when you're like recognizing people from the trades, like, wait, I've seen press on you and you, and seeing them kind of walk down the street is a weird, surreal thing. Like, this is, I think, Katie, you kind of referenced it yesterday. We all are like living in the fast lane behind our screens, doing all our marketing things, but this is like one opportunity to like really, like, it's all in real life. It's just a really cool experience to get to meet people and see things that you've been referencing or talking about or reading about over the last year, which, yeah, I loved. So shout out to the team. It was Megan, Bailey, I think Domain. They were fun to meet up with. So
I also liked, Mariah, that at 2:30 in the morning when you let us into the gate, when we were on our way home, you were sharing insights and tips that uh-huh. you picked up at that dinner. Oh.
I was like full investigative reporter. So
it was great.
I have to be honest. I heard none of that. I was standing next to it.
Don't worry. I'll recap today.
Great.
Yeah. It was like Mariah runs into the 72 and Sunny comms team and they ended up just like in a gaggle at the end of the table, like exchanging ideas and talking about their strategies. I'm like, well, there it is.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah, they were awesome.
I took notes. Okay. I have a question, so I don't sound like an absolute moron when I head down to the actual festival today. Can someone explain to me Palais versus Croisette? I don't even know if I'm saying it correctly, but what's the difference?
Croisette's the street.
Croisette is the street. Palais is the building, that we'll be in.
Okay.
Palais is like a convention center.
Like, do I say I'm going to the Palais or do I say I'm going down to the Croisette?
You could say either, depending on where you're headed. You're going to be a pro by the end of today.
You won't be like that dumb American. Okay.
Okay. Plenty of us, don't worry.
Yeah, there's honestly, it's just a million of us down there. I haven't run into a single French person. Entire time.
There's a handful of poor tourists. You're like, I'm sorry, your kids are out in this carriage right now through these people with their
with their badges,
with their tote bags, and their badges.
Everybody has a badge and a tote bag.
Okay. Anything else we want to add here before we wrap up? I did want to ask really quick, and maybe this will be more interesting to ask you after we get through today and being at the festival. But the conversation of AI, that seems to be like everything, it's getting brought up left and right. Are you already sick of it, or do you feel like it's very appropriate that this is going to be the topic of the week, of the year, really?
My answer is yes.
Sick of it and yes.
It is here. I will say the one thing that I'm hearing a lot is don't call it a tool, which I'm interested to understand that even more.
Yeah.
So we'll report back. Also, we will be reporting back on the work because we haven't had a minute to really dig into the work. The shortlist got announced yesterday. Hard to tell the days. No, 2 days ago. Barclay OKRP got a nod on the shortlist for our chief's work, which was really amazing. But we are definitely going to be roaming the basement and getting into the work today. So Honest Audacious, a little off tomorrow, will certainly be delivering on some of our phase.
That'll be a more.
I won't be able to do that with you because I have a Google day. So we have lots of our friends at Google.
I thought you were going to say because you just didn't want to talk about the work.
Well, not yet. No, I'll say that tomorrow. I'm just kidding. No, I definitely do. I'll get there eventually. But yeah, today for Sean, it's going to be lots of Google and some other partners. So I'll have some other stuff to talk about though.
Okay, Sean? We'll check your search history after today.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Google. It felt like a fun joke. I should have gotten a big one.
You're tired, man.
All right, guys. That's a wrap on episode 2. Be sure to follow our adventures at barclayokrp.com/can2025. I don't know if I wanted to go take a nap or just take 3 coffees in a row and power through. It's the latter, right? Like,
yeah, absolutely.
I've got to power
through. Yeah, you're up. We gotta go.
We're doing it. Okay. All right. Break. We're good
see
to go.
Tomorrow. Yes.
Bye. Bye, thank you. La nuit, elle se barre dans les rues de Paris.